Okay, how do I get free views? Easy, just give the people what they like. Hey, internet people, look, Eeveelutions! Oh my god, and they're even in a tier list format. Yeah, we're ranking the Eeveelutions today in our weekly installment of Algorithm Slop. Just know that this isn't your run-of-the-mill algorithm slop, because I made it with love. Like and subscribe, become a member, check out the Patreon page, let's do this. Okay, so how are we ranking these dudes? Well, this ranking is based entirely off of competitive viability, so design is not a factor, nor is your top four in your local tournament going to be considered. Competitive viability is determined by a combination of stats, abilities, tournament results, and to an extent, hypothetical strength in a vacuum. This really only comes up for the lower tiered ones that have accomplished next to nothing because I need some kind of tiebreaker. We're also taking into account both singles and VGC success here because you all complain when I don't. We're mostly going to be ranking each Pokemon based off of their best format, but if it's good in both, then we're going to be ranking them a bit higher. And we'll be taking into account older formats as well, to an extent. I'm not covering every detail of every format ever. It's my slot video. I choose the rules. Anyways, let's begin with the original. You know, this might come as a surprise considering that Eevee should probably be the weakest of the evolution line, but it's actually closer to the top of the rankings than most of them. Eevee might have the lowest stats of any Pokemon on this list, but with access to adaptability and last resort, it's actually a solid sweeper. Nah, I'm just kidding. It's only strong because of access to its Z-move Extreme Evo Boost. Extreme Evo Boost is a move based off the move Last Resort in tandem with Eevee-MZ, which allows for Eevee to summon literally every other Eeveelution to grant it a +2 boost in each of its stats. This allows for the Eevee to unleash its true power and pass it to something a lot stronger than it. It's like Dondozo before Dondozo. Targets for this pass include things like Dragonite, Power Trip Incineroar, and even Espeon a few times. While it's only one niche that this thing has ever filled, it's notable as this Pokemon is a regional champion and is much easier to use in Gen 7 VGC than most Eevees are today. In honor of this niche, I grant it B tier. Trust me, I can't give it C tier. Things get a lot worse from here for a long time. Have you guys ever heard of the ability Guts? Yeah, it's that super busted ability that gives a Pokemon a 50% boost in attack as long as they're statused, usually with a Flame Orb, since the Toxic Orb is just a little too volatile. But what if we gave this ability to a fire type? You know, the type that can't be burned? Hey everyone, I'm Flareon, and I hit like an absolute truck with Toxic Orb, Guts boosted Flare Blitz. Here I go, and I'm fainted. See you next game. Yeah, it's hard to make a case for Flareon when it's got this massive attack stat and Guts Flare Blitz, but just 65 speed and arguably much worse, 65 HP. Under no circumstances is this thing going to survive more than one turn. It's barely gonna live whatever attack it needs to tank and maybe KO something while definitely KOing itself with the toxic damage alongside the Flare Blitz recoil. For the first three generations of this game, it couldn't even use this attack stat to its fullest potential since all fire moves were special attacks until generation 4. Yes, it did have Guts boosted facade, but there's a bear in the game that does this job much better. I'm pretty sure Flareon's best VGC placement has to be at the Buenos Aires special event back in 2017 on this team. What happened here? Like, the Flareon isn't even the most questionable choice on this team. This was wacky. Is that a Sea King? Anyways, it's hard to justify anything but putting Flareon at the bottom of D tier. Jolteon is kind of interesting because it's probably the biggest jump from singles and doubles viability. In doubles, it doesn't really accomplish anything that any other electric type can't do better, but its stats are really quite solid. 130 base speed puts it up there with many of the modern Pokemon, but it just doesn't have the damage output to back it up. Electroweb speed control is quite good though. Meanwhile, in singles, Jolteon is a pretty solid Pokemon. That high speed stat allows for Jolteon to easily switch out of tough situations before having to eat a hit, and its special attack is high enough for a choice spec set to let Thunderbolt hit fairly hard. Here's its major issue though. Jolteon has very little coverage options, to the point of it basically just being a worse Regieleki. Jolteon at one point had access to both Signal Beam and Shadow Ball, however in Generation 9 it did lose access to Signal Beam. This isn't to say it's the absolute worst of the worst though. It's still pretty usable in lower tiers, but it just doesn't carry its weight like the other Eeveelutions do. It was a Baton Pass user in Generation 3, but by no means was it carrying the team. A prime example of a C tier Pokemon if there ever was one. The freak is going for the comment section, someone stop him! Vaporeon, like many other Eeveelutions, is basically just a worse version of an existing Pokemon. In this case, it's Suicune Light. Vaporeon in doubles has some results, but none in recent memory, and at no point was it the star of a format, as Pokemon like Milotic and Suicune were consistently being picked over it. That being said, in singles, it is a pretty decent Pokemon. It was at one point one of the more annoying toxic stallers in the game with its great bulk and access to Wish Protect stalling. This also made it a pretty decent cleric by passing the the Witch to its partners and healing them for 50% of Vaporeon's incredible base 130 HP stat. Heal Ball even allowed for it to remove statuses from its partner Pokemon. It used to have access to really crazy moves like Acid Armor to further boost its special defense, and with access to Scald, it could have burned physical attackers. It was just a really frustrating Pokemon to break. It can even stop setup by clicking Haze, resetting everything back to normal. It's not a bad Pokemon at all, and there's a case for it being B tier just below Eevee. However, I started a fight in a Discord call with friends where we discussed these rankings, and as petty payback, it's gonna go in Vaporeon tier, just below everything else. This channel is partnered with Gamersubs. If you want to support my work and get great tasting drinks, you can order Gamersubs through my link in the description down below or with code MoxieBooster at checkout for 10% off. Gamersubs is a caffeinated product that I recommend only to my 18 plus viewers, but my link will send you to their caffeine free product section just in case. Every product purchased through my link supports my channel financially, so I'd really appreciate the support. Now back to the video. In Generation 2, we got access to two brand new Eeveelutions in Umbreon and Espeon. Both of these Pokemon are significantly stronger than any of the Gen 1 Eeveelutions, but the gap in power between the Gen 2 Eeveelutions is much greater than the gap in power between them and the Gen 1 Eeveelutions. Starting with Umbreon, we have a pure Dark type, which immediately comes with a ton of benefits. Stab on Foul Play, Prankster Immunity, and a Psychic Immunity being the big three. Dark is also just a pretty solid defensive typing, which when you pair it with this thing's bulk is actually pretty crazy. In many generations, Umbreon was not only an effective cleric and wish passer, but a great toxic staller with access to Moonlight and Wish Recovery. Foul Play effectively made it a threat to any strong physical attacker, as this move uses the target's attack stat against it. But that's only half the story. Umbreon also has historically been quite a strong pick in restricted VGC formats. Umbreon has a niche in these formats as sort of a Gastrodon tier pick. When it's used very intentionally, and by no means is it a splashable Pokemon. Umbreon's ability Inner Focus prevents it from being flinched, making it very easy to throw out taunts to stop Trick Room and yawns to sleep the opposing Pokemon or force them to switch out. Its incredible bulk alongside Snarl Spam means it can stop special attackers like Calyrex Shadow Rider and Kyogre from running away with the game by lowering their special attack stat and chipping away at their health. Access to Moonlight in the format filled with Sun Teams is also quite strong, and of course, Stab Foul Play prevents physical attackers like Groudon and Calyrex Ice from running away with the game. Umbreon's long and consistent level of viability lands it very cleanly in A tier. Espeon, on the other hand, is by no means a bad Pokemon, but it doesn't have nearly the same level of success as its Gen 2 sibling. That being said, it's still a pretty solid Pokemon in singles. Its high special attack stat along with its base 110 speed means it's able to outrun the vast majority of Pokemon and hit them pretty hard, but its biggest claim to fame is its hidden ability Magic Bounce. This ability will bounce back all non-damaging attacks back to the user. This means no Stealth Rocks, no Taunt, no Toxic, and no Roar. This makes setup sets for Espeon especially strong, as there's no way to stop the setup other than knocking out the Pokemon, or maybe using like Dragon Tail or Roar of Time. Very specific counters, but mostly just knocking out the Pokemon. After a few boosts, Espeon can start spamming Stored Power, a move that increases in power with every boost it has to one of its stats. As a matter of fact, Espeon even has a few results as a Baton Pass target from Extreme Evo Boost from Eevee. While not a star in double battles, it is a much more excusable pick than other Pokemon on this list, simply because of its speed stat and access to Expanding Force. But it's definitely not the best psychic type for this role, so we'll take this all into account and put it just below Eevee in B tier. There's not really much to say about Leafeon. It's kind of the most forgettable Eeveelution as far as competitive play goes. It's a decently fast Chlorophyll user, but without all the things that make Chlorophyll users strong. Yes, it has access to Solar Blade, which is a huge boon for it, but coming off of its base 110 attack, it's not picking up many KOs. Most egregious of all, though, is its lack of access to Sleep Powder, basically making it just a much worse Hisuian Lilligant. It also is just lacking a lot of important coverage, as it's forced to use moves like X-Scissor and Double Edge, and it does get Knock Off, which is pretty decent, but there are far better choices for Knock Off users in the game, including but not limited to Incineroar, who I know Leafeon hates to see in 75% of games. Yeah, I can't really find anything worth noting about this thing. Swords Dance is cool in singles, and with Chlorophyll you can sweep with it, but again, there are better options for this role. So right into D tier it goes, just above Flareon. Okay, so Glaceon has been doo-doo cockatier for a very long time, and I'm not lying when I say the majority of the justification for this tiering comes entirely from Gen 9. Glaceon got hit with the dreaded curse of slow, bulky ice type that Game Freak just loves to give Pokemon. That being said, it was at least granted a wacky special attack stat of 130, but the speed and bulk just aren't cutting it overall. That being said, Glaceon does have multiple day 2 placements in Gen 9 entirely because of the change made to Hail. or rather, snow. As of Gen 9, hail has been replaced with snow, which causes all ice types to have a 50% boost in their physical defense stat and makes it so Blizzard can't miss. Alongside this huge buff, Glaceon has the ability Snow Cloak, which grants it a 25% increase in its evasiveness. This causes threatening moves like Close Combat and Flare Blitz to occasionally miss Glaceon, and when you pair it with Choice Specs Terra Ice Blizzard, you put your opponent in RNG prison. Not only do they have to hope to not get frozen each turn, but they take massive damage and have a decent chance of missing a game-changing attack. This is the sole reason I feel justified in placing Glaceon at the top of C tier. Behold, Sylveon, the only S tier on this list. Why? I mean, it's already got the best typing. Fairy is objectively the current strongest type, right? Well, alongside that, Sylveon has great bulk, access to Calm Mind, and of course, Pixelate. The ability that has single-handedly carried Sylveon since it was created. Look, turning all normal moves into fairy type attacks is good enough, but the 1.2 times boost on top of that is just crazy. And this used to be a 1.3 times boost, by the way. They had to nerf it. This means that Sylveon is able to throw out 108 base power fairy type hyper voices to hit both opponents, and the occasional stray 180 base power hyper beam. All that is before the stat boost, by the way. Sylveon has been a threat in both singles and VGC during its career, with it being on a wide variety of successful teams. While it's not currently one of the greatest fairies in the game, this is entirely due to it being boxed out by other fairies slowly being introduced into the games. That being said, it's still pretty up there and a very solid pick in the early regulations of Pokemon Scarlet and Violet VGC's circuit. And like all other Eevees with good bulk, it is a solid cleric in singles. Straight into S tier it goes. Wee woo, wee woo! Surprise entrant at the last second. There's actually still one more Eevee that needs to be ranked, as the starter Eevee from Pokemon Let's Go Pikachu and Eevee is technically its own Pokemon. The starter Eevee may not have any abilities and can't hold items, as no Pokemon in Let's Go Pikachu and Eevee can, but it does make up for its low stats in two ways. For one, the starter Eevee doesn't actually have that low of stats. The starter Eevee got a bonus 20 points in each one of its base stats except for its HP, where it got a bonus 10. This means it has a whole 110 base stat total over a regular Eevee, which is technically better than it getting a Mega. Yeah, kind of weird to chew on that one, right? It's technically like Mega Eevee, just no ability. Weird. The other way it was buffed was with its exclusive moves that would be broken on just about any other Pokemon. These include Buzzy Buzz, a 90 base power electric move that always paralyzes, Sizzly Slide, a 90 base power fire move that always burns, Batty Bad, a 90 base power dark move that sets up Reflect, Glitzy Glow, a 90 base power psychic type move that sets up Light Screen, and Sparkly Swirl, a 90 base power fairy move that heals all the party members of their status conditions. Wow, we should really put these in the new game so Smeargle can use it, right? No? Okay. Anyways, this Pokemon was decent in the Let's Go formats, but definitely not a top tier threat. It was quite useful though, and it'll land right in the middle of C tier as it did have a very cool niche. With that, we have Vaporeon in Vaporeon tier. It's C tier. Don't be mad. It's C tier. Flareon in Leafeon in D tier. Jolteon, Starter Eevee, and Glaceon in C tier. Espeon and Eevee in B tier. Umbreon in A tier. And Sylveon as our lone S tier pick. But what do you think about my rankings? Let me know in the comment section what I should talk about next, and let me know how upset you are that I put Jolteon that low. Anyways, if you enjoyed, be sure to leave a like and subscribe. It'd mean the world to me. If you want to support me even further, you can check out my Patreon page or become a YouTube channel member by clicking the join button below the video. This gets you sneak peeks at future videos, bonus content, and access to my supporter-only Discord, where you can hang out and team build with other community members. You also see your name at the end of all my videos like all these lovely people. Special thanks to my most boosted supporters, Avatar67 and Lilith Lilligant, for their generous pledges. Another way to support me is to check out all the videos in the playlist on screen right now. I know you'll find something in there that you'll enjoy. I also have a second channel where I talk about the current VGC metagame trends, and a Twitch channel where I stream, both of which are also in the description. Or you can tune in my YouTube live streams Monday through Friday at 2 p.m. CST. Thank you all for watching, and I'll see you in the next video. Bye!